This call is being recorded.
All right, now remaining in your tube of protective white light, just focus on your breathing for a moment as you let yourself relax into your breath, breathing in the light and exhaling out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath as you focus on relaxing and centering yourself within your being. As you take a deep breath in, holding it, breathing in the light and holding it, and exhaling out any darkness. Another deep breath in, breathing in the light. And exhaling out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and all of your chakra centers. And all of the 9 chakra centers that have been reawakened within you. Starting from the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet and all the way up through the Soul Star Chakra just above your head. And all of those original 7 chakras and the 2 that have been reactivated, as well as your High Heart Center now, that has also come alive once again. Starting from the bottom, the Earth Star Chakra, see it as a deep earth brown color. And the next chakra up at the base of the spine, red. Then orange. Then the heart center, blue green. The high heart center, magenta. The chakra at the throat area, sky blue. The third eye center, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, the soul star chakra just above your head. Brilliant pure white, and with all of the colors at their highest intensity, simply visualize all of those chakra centers at the highest intensity those colors can be, to the brightest brilliant red and the bright, bright yellow of the sun in your solar plexus area, etc., all of the colors, highest intensity, all coming together as one now, creating the brilliant, pure white light that is you, that enlightens your body now, your physical body, your astral body, and your etheric body. See it brilliantly glowing white. All around you, all within you and around you, exploding in white light, and white light shooting out from all directions from your bodies. And if anyone was right there next to you, whether consciously or unconsciously, they would be blinded by the light. Think of it in that way. Visualize it, bright, brilliant white light. And now let yourself exit through your third eye center, yourself being your conscious knowing self, the self that is you, not your bodies, but you, your soul self. And let yourself exit out through that third eye into the astral realm, find yourself floating away from your body, higher and higher, up into the earth, past the earth's atmosphere, so that you are now looking back down upon the earth, seeing the earth in all of her pristine glory, seeing her as we see her, we from the highest realms. We look down and we can see the earth now, see Gaia. See Gaia as a fifth dimensional expression, no longer the third dimensional expression, although she is holding a place for all of you that are still within the matrix, still within the illusion of separation. But see how beautiful she is in the higher fifth dimensional and beyond expression, the expression that is real, that is her reality now. See the brilliant blue skies that are uncontaminated by any chemicals whatsoever in the atmosphere. See the billowing white clouds, puffy clouds everywhere, and letting the sun, the beautiful higher dimensional sun, shine through. Please, whoever that is, mute your phone. See the expression or the explosion of light now as the light that is within you spreading out across the entire planet, connecting with all of those other lights across the planet, all of those that are spreading their light, whether it is consciously or unconsciously, just being who they are. They are of light. They are of love. They are of truth. Connecting everywhere. Lights connecting everywhere. See it as you are looking down and all of the connecting lights across the planet, bringing people together, bringing oneness once again to this planet. And everyone, as a result of the light going everywhere across the planet, illuminating all areas of darkness that still reside here, but they do not reside within the fifth dimensional expression of Gaia. So the only dark pockets that you are seeing are still within the illusion, still within the matrix, no longer in the higher expression, the higher vibrational frequencies. For darkness cannot reside within the higher vibrational frequencies. It is not possible. Only truth resides within the higher vibrations. Only truth resides within the higher dimensional frequencies. Truth and love and light. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life or the light. I am love. I am light. I am truth. I am. Now allow yourselves to begin to find your way back to your physical form, bringing the light within you back into your physical body. and your astral and etheric body tucking back into your physical form, reanimating your physical body, but reanimating your physical body with light, with love within you. Feel the expression of that light as you come back into your physical form. And light is all in your body now. Feel it expressing within your body, filling your body, going to all areas of your body, wherever there may be the slightest ache or pain, feel that being alleviated by this light, this healing light. And allow yourselves to come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Archangel Michael, and it is always my pleasure to be here with you in this way, that I can communicate with you and bring you information, but more than that, bring you my love. As everything around you continues to create turmoil, know that you are safe within that space that you have created for yourself within the matrix, within the illusion. And yes, you are all still a part of this illusion, but not the illusion itself. You have awakened away from that. You have realized that you are not a part of the matrix anymore, just as you use the term playing within the matrix. For indeed, that is what you are doing at this time. You are playing. You are finding joy in the moment as you can. It is like, I will give you an analogy here. When you look at your computer programs, your computer operating systems, those computer operating systems that have continued to be upgraded over a period of time, started out as a very simple processor, very simple operating system, and continue to upgrade and upgrade and upgrade. And each time your computer operating system was upgraded, it continued to hold the space for those older programs to be able to work within the new operating system. And it is indeed as it is now. As Gaia has upgraded, she has moved or upgraded her operating system into the fifth dimensional expression and higher, and is holding a place, holding a program or an operating system for you to still be able to work within. Very similar to your computer programs and computer operating systems. And you are upgrading your own physical bodies and your astral and your etheric bodies. All are being upgraded. All are being upgraded with the light, with the higher energies that are coming into this planet. And yes, indeed, the gamma energies, the gamma waves that are coming into this planet, which that in itself, as you are moving through the photon belt, the entire solar system moving through the photon belt, bringing these new higher energy gamma waves to this planet and increasing the light here on the planet, bringing light back, bringing love back. And indeed, even though you may not be experiencing it within the illusion, it is happening all around you, and certainly within you. And everything that happens outside of yourself first begins with inside yourself. You must always remember that. You are in the earth, but you are not of the earth. You didn't come from here. You came from long, long ago and far, far away. To be a part of this earth expression, this earth experiment. But alas, that experiment has come to an end. And this is the final thrusting of those of the forces of darkness that are attempting to hold on to what they have known, what they have been able to control. But they cannot control those who will not be controlled. So understand that. Know that you are special. Special because you have placed yourself in that realm. You yourselves are here to open up doorways and windows for others to follow after you. You are the expression. You are the life. You are the way. You are the truth. So know that first within yourself, and then, once you fully know it within yourself, you can express it out beyond to all of those that are ready to hear this, to hear the message, to hear the message of truth. For you bring truth. Just as I bring truth to you now. So continue, my friends, to trust. Trust that all is in motion. All is exactly as it needs to be right now, in this moment, and in the next moment, and in the next, and each one following after. For this is the plan. And you are all a part of this plan. Having a bigger part than you might even begin to believe. So trust. Trust in yourselves. Trust in all of those that are mentoring to you and bringing you forward each and every moment of each and every day, further and further along the path. Along the path toward ascension. All of my peace and love be with each and every one of you as I watch over you, for I have watched over you for countless, countless eons of time. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And Shoshana is here, we believe, yes?
Shoshana.
Not here, no. Okay, then we will... Yes, there is a difficulty with the pups here, that they have created a little bit of commotion. But that is okay. We will, as you call it, muddle through here. So we do not have message here directly, but we are ready if you have questions here. If not, then we will say adieu early here in this evening, or shanti, as we usually say here. Do you have any questions here for one who serves? No questions?
I have a
Then very.
question.
Yes.
I heard recently that the references to 1,000 years of peace is because after about 1,000 years there would be one final clash between, I guess, the good guys and perhaps even AI. Do you have any insight to share about that?
As what you are speaking about has been in your existence for quite some time in terms of predictions and all of these things. And you are indeed moving into that period of peace. That period of peace that has been said would be 1,000 years, but it could be 2,000 years, it could be 3,000. Who knows at this point? But that is not important. The important part is that it is here. It is here now. Peace is coming to the planet here, to the entire solar system, even, and even out into the galaxy. Peace. Peace that has not been here for quite some time. For you have had wars and rumors of wars for quite some time here. And these are that point now where you are in the end times, as spoken of in the Bible and spoken of in many of your other holy sources here, that predict these times here, these times of great awakening that you are in at this point. So whether it is 1,000 years or 2,000 or whatever it might be, just focus on the now. And if you continue to focus on the now, then each moment going forward will be exactly what you need to have in that moment. Okay?
We can add here.
Oh yes, please. Shoshana has entered the building. Yes, very
We wish
good.
to add
Yes.
here. May we contribute our perspectives?
Yes, please.
A time
Thank
of
you, Ray.
peace. A time of peace that is so pure creates an extremely high vibration within the environment where beings reside. The vibration is so high that which you call AI, which we believe you are referring to the negative part of the AI, the part that is controlled by the negative forces known in your world as the cabals, will have disappeared. Because the cabals will have disappeared. So, as long as the vibration is maintained that is very high and loving, there is no chance that what you have spoken about could occur. Namaste.
Very
Awesome.
good.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you, everyone.
Would there be any other questions here?
Greetings, one who serves, Shoshana Moses. And I wanted to sort of check on the pulse of this project. I know that we're not attached to timelines and people and results. Nevertheless, I just wanted to check the pulse. How are we doing as a project? As I walk around and I look around, I still see most people heavily programmed, heavily controlled and heavily in slavery. And while you say that everything is progressing positively, it's out in the field, things just seem different. So I'm wondering, are we waiting on a big event that will sort of do a reset on people for them to let go of the program and let go of the norms and let go of their ideologies? Or is this going to be a very, very, very lengthy process that will require many incarnations for the boots on the ground to have to return to. Thank you.
What we would say to you is you have a saying here. It is always darkest before the dawn. Or in order to find the light, you must move through the darkness. Many of these different sayings that you have, and they are all apropos to what you are going through here. Yes, it does appear to you to be a lengthy process, but indeed it is not a lengthy process. It is actually quite rapid here as to what is occurring, because you are taking millennia of time here of those forces of darkness that have been in control and attempting in just a few short decades here to reverse everything or to bring down the house of cards of the cabal. You see? So be of good cheer, my friend, that everything is proceeding exactly as it needs to. Again, even though it appears to you as to be quite negative, it must be so for everything to come down, for the old system to be gone here, and the new system to be born again, as the phoenix rises from the ashes, you see? Shoshana?
Well, we can share here. If we may share, dear brother.
Please do.
Dear brother, we hesitate to share, for what we wish to share, you may not appreciate. You may not wish for us to give this information. So we will ask once again, may we share?
Perhaps some other time then, if it will not be productive.
It could be productive if it was something you wished for. We believe that it will not be productive. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other further questions here? Nothing further?
We wish to share anyway.
Yes.
We wish to just share in general, dear brother. May we just share in general?
Of course.
Dear brother, this is for all. This is not just for you. This is for all. The way to bring about a world of love and compassion and peace is to see the world that way. To bring about the creation, one must see the creation the way they wish to see it. This is very difficult in a world where one will see poverty and pain. We will remind those of the great parable of the great Yeshua, when he came upon an animal in the path that was mangled and bloody and dead. And the apostles of the one known as Yeshua said aghast, "Oh, Master, look at this animal. It is so horrible and disgusting and ugly." And do you recall what the great Yeshua said? He said, "Ah, but the teeth are as white as pearls." That is a hint, you see, of how to see the world. Namaste.
Very good, yes. Would there be any further questions here before we release channel?
Moses, if I may ask just one more question.
Yes.
So, yes, we can focus on the positive and therefore attract more positive. And, you know, from a place of love, I must admit that it seems like the darkness has bigger and better tools, because while we can focus on the positive and see the positive, it doesn't seem to even move an inch, the progress. So are we fighting with the same or better quality tools just by imagining it, just by thinking it and visualizing it? Is it powerful enough to truly make a difference? Thank you.
It is indeed powerful enough, just as everything that is happening will show out to you. But understand that those of the forces of darkness have not been playing by the rules. They have not been following fully the universal laws, as those of the forces of light are inclined or must follow here. So understand that even though it appears to be much negativity and all of this, and that the forces of darkness are winning, it seems to be, although that is what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that they are winning. They want you to cower in fear and to lower your vibrational frequency, for they know all about vibration. Do not think for a moment that they do not know all about vibration and ascension and all of this. And as we have said many times, they are doing everything they can to hold you back from the ascension. Because they know that once the ascension process becomes fully in swing, they have no way to exist here any longer. They cannot exist in the higher vibrational frequencies, and they understand this. So have no fear, friend, brother, sisters. Have no fear here. Everything is indeed happening as it needs to. Okay, Shoshana. Very good. Did this answer your question, brother?
Of course. Thank you very much. Thank you. I is there anything coming up in the pipeline to deal with the media? Because, you know, it's the media seems to be the only one, setting the tone. And you know, what can be done, or how can you help us, or how can we invite you to or generate enough energy to allow for more assistance so we can just get rid of this media machine once and for all? Because it seems to be the last... The last tower we got to take out for this to start moving quickly.
Yes, indeed. And we will go out on a limb here in this case. And we will say to you that indeed those of your media are in the process of a changeover. It may not appear to be at this point, but it is moving in that direction. For they are finding that the people are not listening to them anymore. And that cannot be for them to have a media, you see. They cannot be the mainstream media if people are not listening to them. So that is in a process of change. And it is happening from the forces of light that are moving in the direction of that media. In other words, taking over the media. And this is in process also, where the entire media will eventually be... taken control of here. We cannot say more on this or in terms of timing or anything, but it is coming. Shoshana, do you wish to...
We will share on this. May we share?
Of course.
There is a great transformation taking place. Your internet is the great transformation. There is a huge movement to tell the truth. That is what is occurring. The old dogs, the old media are being extinguished by the truth. You just must be patient, dear brother. We can tell you that there is much to celebrate here, as there are citizen journalists, as you call them, continuing to tell the truth. There are many avenues not now that have been provided to get the truth just be patient and detach yourself from the idea that the mainstream that you call it has any power whatsoever. They are dying. This is bygones now. They will no longer have much say. You can see this if you open your eyes, dear brother. This is not any longer having power over most of you. Namaste.
Yes, and we would add here that even everything is going in a quantum direction here. So your financial system will be a quantum financial system. Your internet will be a quantum internet. Just a little hint here as things are changing.
Just have faith and be patient.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
It is coming. And we will say that one day you will wake up and you will wonder what happened to the old world. It will be gone.
And that is wonderful news. Thank you so much.
Namaste, dear brother.
Yes. Any further questions here now? Very good. Then we are ready to release channel. Shoshana, do you have any parting message?
We do not.
Very good. Then we simply say, keep on. Keep on keeping on. And know that you are, as always, we give here that you are in the right place at the right time, ready to share your light as the need arises. And indeed, the need will be arising very soon. Shanti, peace be with you.
Namaste.
Be the one.